I'd like to call to order the meeting of the River Grove Water District at 4:32. And this is on July 24th at our usual meeting place at the office on Pilkington Road. So, public comment. Public, do you have any comment?
No.
Okay.
Public is quiet.
Okay. No public comment. We'll go on to a review and approval of the minutes, additions or corrections.
I didn't see anything. I'll move we adopt the minutes as for Monday, June 26, 2023, as drafted.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No opposed, so it is unanimous. General Manager's report.
Short and sweet this month. I just asked, does any commissioner have any questions on the report?
I just was going to ask you what if you had any thoughts about the River Grove Elementary work. When I came by there and saw you guys, it looked to me like you guys really had it in control.
I think overall, there's been a lot of delays with the project, so I'm not going to speak on behalf of the project, but I think for the water district, I think that there's been problems. You know, they located on a expired locate, which caused us to come out on a weekend. They did the main replacement, had to be rescheduled several times, which upset customers. We also had the two fire hydrants replaced, and both of them are not working properly. And I think they have their challenges with their contractors or subcontractors. And I'm not going to call out the subcontractor in a public meeting, but I would say that the work is very sloppy. And so I did let them know we're not accepting the two fire hydrants until the problems we identified are corrected, and then we're going to go and do a test on them and make sure they're fully working as they should be. That was part of what they needed to do for part of that main replacement upgrade. So it's been disappointing. I will say that their project manager from Triplett Wellman is very professional and now stays in contact with us, but that wasn't always the case. So,
thank you. I didn't realize there was that much of a mess up, so to speak.
I would say it's challenging, and I would say it's almost on the level of the Tamara DeMar project challenging. And it's hard because they don't work for us, Jim.
It's disappointing because it's
correct.
The school district, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd think they'd... Okay.
Yeah, they're going to take low bidder.
Well,
it was qualified bid, yeah.
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 Yeah, and you did you did the right thing about not letting them shut people off on the week, especially that was a really hot weekend, so
correct.
That just wouldn't
yeah.
have been good, so.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, that all in all was very well handled.
Thank you, yeah. We still got complaints on the people that didn't get shut down. They complained that, why didn't you shut us down? You notified you were going to shut us down, and then you never shut us down. And we said that's a good thing. And, I think people are more frustrated with the school project, and they're just venting on the district. But that's why I tried to keep the board informed in case you had any calls, because I know you did, Chair Roth. And I think Commissioner Howell did, so mm-hmm. I was just trying to keep you all informed.
Yeah, appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
So were there any other questions on the report?
No.
Okay, on to unfinished business. The water service ordinance.
Tabling that until I do the tier billing system, because that will have to be included into the revision. And the revision is too costly to have a revision and then 2 months later do another revision. So we'll look for that in the fall of 2023.
All right. New business. We are on to an oath of officers for the reelected board commissioners.
So, Chair Ross, as I discussed with you, here are the certificates that need to be signed tonight. And do you need a pen?
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a pen. Thank you very much.
Did you get the personal one mailed to your address?
I did.
They're a little bit different than the ones from years past, I noticed.
In fact, is this the first time they've mailed us one instead of sending them here and then we just pick them up here?
I've received one in my home.
Yeah, I've gotten them emailed or mailed recently.
Right.
There it was, yep. So. And it was real quick. I mean, we've got a new county clerk, too, so.
She is just amazing.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay, now we are on to the, get back to the agenda. Election of board officers. Yes.
I would like to suggest that we postpone this till the next meeting so that we have all members present. I just think it's an important decision, and you know, that's just my suggestion, so.
Well, I would like to go ahead today and have the election. Our treasurer represents a group nationally, so he does do a lot of traveling.
Uh-huh.
And I think that he has control over his schedule. So I would like to have this today. He certainly had the ability to schedule his air time. And not so it wouldn't conflict with our meeting, or we could have met a different day or something, but that wasn't requested. So I think we need to get on with business.
You have an opinion?
Yeah, I mean, our bylaws do say that we're supposed to have elections in July, mm-hmm. right? First meeting in July. This is our first meeting for July. Larry is currently serving as treasurer. I'm mm-hmm. assuming, I haven't talked to him personally, I'm assuming he would probably want to continue in that.
He does.
So he's talked to you about
yeah.
it then? Okay. We can't really, if anyone here wishes to nominate him to the position of treasurer, he's not present to accept it,
mm-hmm.
which means that by rights we shouldn't vote on any other nominations or to move the election forward. So I think that given that he's absent for the meeting, I think we postpone it to our next meeting. And then in the future, he did provide us advance notice of that. So either mm-hmm. I think we move the board meeting or we have a special meeting after the election's results are certified, where we, complete our oath of office, do that, and nominate positions for the board, and we know everyone's going to be there.
And having the ability to communicate by Zoom, he would be...
He's on an airplane.
He is in midair.
I understand that. I'm just saying he might be able to control his scheduling so that it wouldn't conflict with our schedule, so that even if we
sure.
postponed it, my point is, even if we postponed it, this could happen again. I'm just saying,
right,
an awareness of that.
So Larry did bring it up in the last meeting, and yeah. I don't think any of us collectively thought about next month's meeting from that perspective of
yeah.
what our requirements were. So I don't particularly fault Larry. It's not like Larry called us, today and said, "Hey, I'm sipping a Mai Tai in Hawaii. I'm not going to be here." Right.
Yeah.
So I don't, he gave us advance notice. So I think collectively as a group, we should plan a little bit more proactively next time to accommodate that. That would be my preference.
I agree.
So
we could postpone it for how long would you like to do?
Oh, we would pick it up at next month's meeting. That's what
I
would propose.
Yeah, I think that it's not absolutely critical.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's, we've got a treasurer and there's not going to be any interruption.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I think that it's a good idea to postpone it, too.
Would you like me to motion to postpone officer elections until next month?
Yes.
Okay, I move that we postpone officer elections until our next regularly scheduled meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
There are no opposed, so we will postpone it until the August meeting.
Okay.
Unfinished business, the water service ordinance.
Oh, we already did that. You're good.
These are glasses that I can't see. An annual review of the district's board policy handbook.
Just need all the commissioners to sign that and date it. Already included it in your board package, so you should know what it says.
We voted on it too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do not date it as 24.
I have still not gotten used to saying 23.
Yeah. We're on the downhill slope. Yeah. 2024.
It's
the date today. 7/24. Okay. General Manager's Annual Performance Review. We have not completed a performance review this year, so let's plan on scheduling that. For is next month convenient for you, Janine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we will go ahead and do that. Anyone who has comments, you can get them to me. Or if you want to just forward them to Janine, that's fine too.
So
we wouldn't have our comments during the meeting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think...
But I mean in advance, if you want to send something in for the rest of us to consider.
I see. Okay.
Would I mean, I think it would be more appropriate if you collected all that, Chris, and we had an executive session where
sure.
we discussed it.
Sure.
And had that, and then out of that, create a compiled one for further action.
Okay.
That would be my preference.
Anybody?
I don't think that you're allowed to meet an executive session to discuss the general manager's performance without the general manager. So
oh, no,
most
no, Janine, that wasn't my suggestion.
Okay,
no, no,
I'm sorry.
No, and actually, you raise a good point. Do you want your performance evaluation to be
in
conducted?
Open.
You want it in an open session?
In an open mm-hmm. session.
Okay, so then we make it an item for next month's meeting to, you know, you can compile everyone's feedback and bring it and make copies or email copies, right,
yeah,
for us to all review.
Copies.
And we can compile that with Janine. Absolutely, you should be present and do that.
Is this form, is it open?
Fillable.
Fillable,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And if
and
for some reason it's not, it's I can re-send it.
Well, if
it,
it's
it,
not,
it's
I'll just print it right.
No,
but I mean,
it's fillable. We have the program. And
it's the same one as last year, right? Same
mm-hmm. It looks like it, yeah. I just don't, I didn't remember if I hand wrote or, so, okay.
I think I hand wrote it last year. All right. General Manager's Annual Performance Review will take place next month. In August. Chair report. I have nothing to report. And we are adjourned at 4:45 for the world's shortest board meeting.
Yeah. It's a new record.
We've been using a lot of water. We've been using a lot of water the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I can't wait to get my irrigation.